This is EJ Castor with a Florida Tech International Student Spotlight. And with me, I have a student from China. Please introduce yourself and welcome to the program.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jixing Zheng. My English name is Harry. I'm come from Beijing, China.
I understand you're majoring in computer science and operations research. How are you enjoying that program?
I think the professor is very friendly and professional. They not only teach us the knowledge and the technology, but also they told me where to study and the way to study. I think the professor is very professional.
Was it a difficult transition coming to Florida Tech from China?
I think the first difficulty for me is the language. The first thing I need to overcome is to improve my English level. And so I make a contract that is that each weekend I listen to the news report. The reason I do this is that the news report uses relatively formal language. I can learn the structures, the way of expression, and the vocabulary they use in the sentence. I mean, the right word or the suitable word in the expression. Now I can say my way and use the right word to explain what I want to say.
Well, yeah. I think you're doing really, really well.
Thank you very much. But you know, and everyone can listen, I need to do some improvement in the future.
It's a lot more difficult if you learn a second language after the age of 12. You end up holding on to your native accent. So as I tell my students, the only way to improve is to immerse yourself with other English-speaking students and to refrain from speaking your own language as much as possible.
That is what I want to encourage the international student. You need to find audience, which is the English-speaking person, because their advice and their suggestion may be very useful for you, and their accent and their way of expression may be very native.
I know that after we have a break, when my students come back, I know if they've only been speaking their native tongue, because you can hear it, they lose their English speaking abilities when you revert to going back and speaking your native tongue for an entire weekend or an entire, 4 or 5 days. However, if you recognize that you're never going to lose your native tongue. At this age, you are not going to lose your native tongue and completely immerse yourself into the English language, then that immersion process, the knowledge gain will be much quicker.
Yeah, I think so.
What hobbies do you have? What do you do when you're not studying?
During my leisure time, I listen to the Korean pop music.
That's very, very popular in Asia, Korean pop.
Not only in Asia, but also in USA. Yeah.
What are you going to be doing for the winter break? Are you staying in the United States?
I don't plan to go back home because there is 1 month period of time, so I can plan my trip to go to see some NBA games. Yeah.
Where are you going to go?
From cities to city and from state to state.
Is there a particular player that you...
No. I just like NBA, but not a particular player.
Well, that sounds like fun, traveling from city to city to watch the NBA.
Yeah.
Harry, thank you for participating in a Florida Tech International Student Spotlight.
Thank you very much.
This is EJ Castor with a Florida Tech International Student Spotlight, broadcasting from the WFIT studios on the Florida Tech campus. Thank you for supporting Public Radio 89.5 FM.